Dylan, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm good, Josh, and you?
No, I'm not too bad. Thanks, Dylan. But listen, you've had a super few days. You, of course, won the Group 1 at the weekend at the Curragh, and then you had a massive 145-1 treble at Punchestown on Tuesday as well. So, listen, wasn't a bad few days' work for you, was it?
Definitely. It was an unbelievable week. To get the big one on Sunday was very special. The Group 1s aren't easy got, so it meant a lot to get that as well. And to top it off with a treble then in Punchestown a few days later, and that was my 300th winner as well overall since I started. So it was a great few days and plenty of memories.
Yeah, huge memories. Were you confident on Sunday going into the race that Scarthy champ would do it for you?
Well, I was quietly confident that he'd run well. It's very hard to be competitive and have a Group 1 horse going to win those races. So his last run in the Curragh was very good behind the odds-on favourite that was Henry Matisse of Aidan O'Brien's, and he was third to him on his last run in the Curragh. And I thought when I pulled up in the Curragh the last day when I rode him that my horse would improve plenty from his run, and hopefully he would put it up to him the next day. And so he did. It all went smooth in the race and everything worked out a treat, and he got his head in front where it mattered.
Yeah. And then obviously you moved on to Tuesday as well. So you did where you had that 145-1 treble, and when it came down to it, the third one was on Shivazi, and that was the second time that you won on that horse, and you won that race very comfortably. So you did, Dylan.
Yeah, she's a good filly. I won her maiden on her in Killarney, and she had a good run in Sligo in between hand where Nathan Cross rode her, and it was a very competitive handicap. The first two horses were very solid, and the second one actually went out and won a Group 3 or a listed contest in Galway a week later, so the form of that race was very solid. So if she put her best foot forward, we were confident she would take a lot of beating, and she's improved with every run, and I think the best is yet to come with her hopefully as well. So that was a great day, and trebles aren't easy gotch, but thankfully we got one as well.
Yeah. You've reached 300 winners now, so you have. Are you happy with your progression in your career, Dylan, particularly having come out of the apprentice ranks where you are now? Because this has been another massive year for you, so it has.
Definitely. It's been unbelievable. Things have been going really well, and thankfully the numbers are always getting bigger each season, which is the main target when you start off. You just want to beat last year's target. So, you know, to match the winners or to get better than the winners from the previous year is the target, and we're on track to do that again. And of course everyone wants to win the big ones as well, so yeah. To get another Group 1 was huge as well, but things have been going great. I've been getting a lot of support off my boss Joseph O'Brien. He's been unbelievable, put me up in so many good horses, which is a huge help because it wouldn't be possible without them. And my agent Kevin Ryan does a good job getting me few outside rides as well, because they all count, but things are going really good, thank God.
Yeah, and listen, I'm sure that you're hoping that there's going to be more Group 1s on the horizon, more Group 1 rides for you. You have three so far in your career, but you're hoping this is just the start of it, I take it, Dylan.
Well, hopefully they're not easy got, and Group 1 horses are very hard to come across, so you know, they're the races you want to be winning from day one. They're the big ones, the derbies and all the classics, and you know, all those races are the ones you want to be winning. So you just have to aim to be competing in those and hopefully win them as well.
Yeah. Obviously you're tied with Joseph, but Aidan O'Brien, you've worked with him this year as well. You've rode a number of his horses and you do a lot of riding out there as well. So you do, Dylan?
Yeah, well, I work in Joseph 7 days a week and I get every second Sunday off. So whenever I get the Sunday off, I'd always go into Aidan's and into Ballydoyle and ride there. So, you know, Aidan's been an unbelievable supporter of mine as well. Any chance he's got to put me up, he's put the faith in me, and I've got to ride in some huge races for him as well, which is a huge learning curve, and it's a great experience to be riding at a top level with all the boys, and you learn so much from riding for him as well.
Yeah. Do you get a rest day at all then, do you?
Not unless I was away. You know, in France maybe or England or something, and I was there for 2 days and you got the morning off. You know, that's the only day you get off. But it's all or nothing in this kind of sport. You have to give it 100% all year round, and whenever the season finishes, then I go off to Australia or wherever it may be, and that's kind of the break you get in the sun, and you're able to chillax a little bit more then. But you know, if you're not doing it 100%, you know the fella coming behind you is only going to be clipping on your heels, so you have to be a step ahead of everyone if you can, and give it your best shot.
Yeah. I take it you're for Australia then this year again. You were down under last year, and it took you a while just maybe to find your feet down there, but eventually when you got that first winner, the wins started to roll, and then under Kieran Maher. A return to Australia is on your agenda later in the year then, in the coming weeks?
Yeah, please God, that's the plan anyway. So we'll get the season over here first, and then usually around mid-November, early November, we'll be heading over to Australia again. I was in Melbourne last year, and I think I might be going to Sydney this year, which will be something different. But going over to those places and gaining all the experience you can is a huge help. And thankfully, everything went really good there last year, and he was really good to me. Learned a lot and got some nice winners as well. So it all helps. And hopefully this year, if it all goes the same, it would be a bonus.
Yep. What other parts of the world would you like to race on, Dylan?
Sure, you want to be going everywhere. The Breeders' Cup and all those kind of places where you want to be going, Saudi, all around the world, really. You just want to be competing everywhere and gaining as much experience as you can. Japan and Hong Kong and places like that is huge as well. So hopefully down the line, we might get over there as well.
And obviously, Dylan, France in there as well. There's a lot of big races across the channel. And I'm sure when it comes to the round for the Arc to take place in October, is that something you would like to be involved in?
Yeah, definitely. France has been a lucky country for us this year. We've had plenty of nice horses go over there, and we've had plenty of group winners and listed winners over there. So the prize money in France is great, and the racing is very competitive. So everything's kind of leading out to the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe that weekend. There's a lot of group ones on, and the racing is going to be very competitive. So I'm sure we'll have a few horses going over there, and sure, hopefully we can be competitive and maybe get a winner. That would be great. But it's one of the next top meetings that's coming up soon that everyone's aiming towards. So looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. I was watching a video of you on social media where there was this young boy interviewing you after your success at the weekend. And you were like that young boy at one time, Dylan, where you wanted to become the jockey, the professional jockey, and you're starting to live out your dream now. So you are. And there's lots of young Donegal jockeys who we have seen, of course, spring up and are doing well in recent years. And even now, the likes of young Brandon Wilkie is starting to show in the big game cross channel. And he's just one of a few that may have another bright future in the sport.
Of course, Brandon's doing extremely well for himself, and thankfully things are starting to get rolling for him, and his talent is starting to show. And hopefully he just keeps getting the support now he deserves, because he works hard, and you know, getting the winners and getting a bit of luck is all you need. And you know, once you get the opportunities, he's very good, and he's good enough to produce the goods. So hopefully onwards and upwards, and he can keep climbing the ladder and get to the top level as well, where everyone wants to be. Young Patrick McGettigan only got his license out a few weeks ago. He's apprenticed to Johnny Martin now, and he's got a winner under his belt already in the Curragh. So he's a man for the future as well. And obviously Oisin and Martin Harley and all the boys as well, they're riding at the top of their game. So you know, it's great, you know, for such a, you know, a place that's so far away from the racing world. You know, there's some good jockeys have come out of it, but I think it's all really down to the support we got when we were younger, off our families and the pony racing and everyone who's helped us along the way getting to where we are today. It wouldn't be possible without them all.
Yeah. I'll be speaking to the likes of Colin O'Donnell and guys like this. You meet them in the town here in Letterkenny, and we're always speaking about Dylan Brown McMonagle. And you don't seem to forget where your roots were, Dylan. And he was telling me recently that you were watching a bit of flapping as well over the last number of months when you got time out of your busy schedule to do it.
Yeah, the odd day you get off on a Sunday, I always loved going to the pony racing and supporting it as best I can, because, you know, without that, I wouldn't be here at all riding any of the winners. So it's very important to go back and try and help out as much as I can. But I do enjoy going back and seeing all the boys coming through the ranks. It's going to be the future champions, I'm sure. But no, I definitely do love going back and seeing it all again, because that's what I did you know, from since I was very young. And, you know, all the people that's helped me along the way are still there, and it's still the same faces. So it's great to go back and say hello and thanks to everyone, because they all know who they are, and it wouldn't be possible without them all. And they're the guys that's still trying to help the next generation come along.
Listen, Dylan, I appreciate you taking time out from your very busy schedule to speak to Highland Radio Sport this week. Congratulations on your recent success over the last number of days. And I suppose here's to the next 300, Dylan. Thanks for joining us. The best of luck.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Appreciate it a lot. Thank you.